Kleenex tissues present Arthur Godfrey Time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey Time with all the little Godfreys, brought to you by Kleenex. And you know, it's Kleenex tissue time at your favorite store right now. And now Kleenex, the tissue that pops up and meets you halfway, presents Arthur, the man who'll tell you all about Kleenex tissue time, Godfrey.
Thank you. That's a silly introduction. Kleenex, the tissue that pops up and meets you halfway, presents Arthur, the man who will tell you all about Kleenex time. God, what kind of a silly thing is that?
I haven't the slightest idea, sir.
Let's think of a new one.
All right.
That one is from Egypt. It's Sphinx. Oh, hey. I got an Egyptian knock-knock for you.
An Egyptian knock-knock?
Yeah. Knock-knock.
Right. Who's there?
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh who?
Pharaoh, where is my little dog gone?
Oh.
Don't groan like that. One of the writers sent that in today.
He did?
Yeah. He wrote a whole sheet. None of it was any good except the knock-knock on the end, and that was terrible. But I didn't want to give him an inferiority complex, so I used it. All right?
Okay.
Kleenex tissue time. I want you to meet a little gal who always has got three or four of these under each and every lay. Holly Loki.
Aloha.
Aloha. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Gee, everybody feels good. That's wonderful. You don't need any Kleenex.
Oh, sure, we need them.
Oh, you need them.
We had to carry them in our bags, you know, after we get through with the show. Why, this part of this makeup has to come off. Looks pretty bad on the street.
You said it, kid.
So we use Kleenex if you take it off.
You see, Mr. Sponson, my cast is right on a ball just like that. So never mind thinking about that other show. This is the one. Kleenex tissue time. This is the little gal that'll help to remind you of Kleenex when you see her. What do they call her? Little Lulu.
Little Lulu.
Little Lulu. Holly, let's do some Hawaiian music. I feel like playing the ukulele.
All righty.
You like the Mauna Loa?
Fine.
I wish I knew the lyrics to this thing. I like to sing them for her to dance.
Are we all playing
the same tune? I hit a D7th and it doesn't match anything you got over there.
Well, you should have an F at the beginning.
Oh, excuse me, I got the music for Blue Hawaii.
Ah.
It's no wonder.
Valeoe, Mauna Loa, Laki, Kalanui. Hoi o I mai o e ku aloha la e. Ka valoa nei. Weiki no o e a e hele na la me kai po manua I. Ana uno hoi e o niho. Kai pela o ka ua, ko haina ka haua po popola ai I ai ka eleleu, ana unoho I e ka hawele nei. Ko ka hama a mi o mi o. Aina ia mai e na kapua na watu o ia hele pela. Ana unoho ia o niho o kahila e. Kai pela o ka ua.
the song Holly has for you tonight on our television show. Gee, it's a beautiful thing. What's the name of it? Waters of Waikiki?
Dance the Hula in the Sea.
Golly whiz, I'm really close this morning. Where did I get Waters of Waikiki? Well,
the first couple of lines in the song is Waters of Waikiki.
Oh. They dance the hula in the sea. Boy, you dance the hula in the sea, you sure make a lot of whirlpools, would you? Well, this is a beautiful thing. Who wrote this? Kaliolani?
Alvin Kaliolani.
In the islands, huh? This is not a Tin Pan Alley song, is it?
Mm-mm.
This is written over in the islands, and it's beautiful. We're going to do it for you tonight, Holly is. And the McGuire sisters have got a song for you tonight that's out of this world. Gee whiz, it's good. What's the name of the thing?
Oh, by Jingo.
Huh?
Oh,
by Jingo, that real old time, you know. Oh, by gosh, by gee, by somebody. They've got the cutest arrangement of it. When you get a cold, Kleenex tissues. Soft and soothing to the sore schnozzle. So lint-free, non-irritating. And remember, Kleenex alone has this exclusive feature. Pull one out, the next one pops up. And I've never been able to make one miss yet. That's because of a very expensive piece of machinery they have that does this. And that's why it is exclusive with them. Because it's too costly to do it. And all the competitors haven't got into that. This is a wonderful, wonderful feature. Pull one up and the next one pops right up behind it. Gentlemen, the ladies know all about this. But this is great for men folks, too. Carry a little packet like that. They don't pop up like you do out of that box. It's impossible to pack them that way in these things. But they're still easy to get out. You can carry this in your pocket. You see, nobody knows you have it. And very handy deal. Women know all about this. They got one in their pocketbook all the time. Give one of these to the kids to take to school with them. Kleenex tissues, remember? Don't put a cold in your pocket. Use Kleenex tissues and throw them away. I want to show you something I got. We were talking about it the other day. Remember the Ingersoll dollar watch?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got one.
Wow.
I haven't had one since I was a kid, and I used to be so proud of it. And I got a very nice letter from the United States Time Corporation of Waterbury, Connecticut, James Remington McCarthy. He says, Mr. Godfrey, recently you sounded mildly nostalgic again about the old dollar Ingersoll. Well, here is an Ingersoll pocket watch, modern version. And to make certain it doesn't stray into somebody else's pocket around CBS, we have it engraved for you. And look, see, they have on the back. And on the back it says, to Arthur Godfrey, have a good time with best wishes of the U.S. Time Corporation. Isn't that nice? And these Ingersolls have a second hand on them now, see? He says, this is no longer a turnip, and it's no longer a dollar. But it is the same old quality several generations of Americans knew and loved. We thought you might also like to see the enclosed photostat of two letters from Mark Twain to us, written in 1901. Here's the photostat of the two letters from Mark Twain. The first one is dated 14 West 10th Street, New York City, May 21st, 1901. I was 2 years and 3 months before I was born. Says, dear sirs, please send me a watch, $1 enclosed. Yours truly, Mark Twain. And the next letter says, on the top, $1 enclosed, 14 West 10th Street. He still was there. He paid his rent that month. Dear sir, please send me another watch and oblige, Sam Clemens. Something to see, huh? Oh, Mark Twain was crazy about these watches. So, weren't you fellas, did you remember having these when you were kids, huh? I wonder, how much do they cost now, Tony?
I don't have any idea, sir, but it's a very moderate price and well worth the amount of money expended for a timepiece of that quality. And my address is Massapequa, Long Island.
I'm very proud to have that. That's wonderful. I used to have a fob. I always carried it down.
Oh, they're coming back, by the way, Arthur.
Watch fobs?
Yes, indeed, with the new fancy waistcoats, you know. Now they're bringing back the fobs and the watch chains. And I'm afraid the men who still own some of these very, very delightful heavy gold chains are going to lose them to the girls because the ladies' stylists have taken up the same thought. They're now wearing, in addition to the old Chatelaine belt, they're now wearing watch fobs and heavy watch chains. But it's quite a wonderful style.
Where have you seen this, in Paris?
Well, for a moment there, along the Rue de la Paix, I saw some very interesting watch fobs. At least I thought they were watch fobs. I'm not certain now.
On the Rue de la Paix? You see anything on the Rue de la Paix?
Mais oui.
Oui?
Where would you wear a watch fob?
Huh?
Where would a girl wear a watch fob?
In a girdle, probably. I don't know.
Oh, they wear them with their fancy waistcoats also.
You mean the girls are wearing the waistcoats?
Yes, they're wearing little versions of the waistcoat and also these lovely cinch belts. And they throw a fob over the top of the belt. Very attractive. It's just coming to the States. It'll be here in about a month. I just made it up. Give them time.
Why is that? Why does France dictate fashion policies to us?
Oh, I don't know. I think women in America have always looked towards the old country for the more involved charm. On the other hand, I think that our American designers far surpass anything else in the world.
They surpass,
stick with our own.
All right. When you're over in Europe, the only thing the women are interested in is what's the latest American fashion.
Exactly.
We're the suckers.
Oh, incidentally, Arthur, if I may bring it up, speaking of fashions and the designers, Madame Schiaparelli, who is really world-famous as a designer, has created a little apron which was given away, or will be given away, to the people who are at the Pillsbury show in Paris, and she has seen to it, with Mr. Paul Giraud's blessing, too, of course, that every one of the girls in our cast get one of her new aprons. It's an off-the-shoulder with a little frou-frou à la derrière.
A little foo-foo on the derriere, huh?
Very lovely, and it has a...
Hawaiian translation, lay on the okole.
That looks pretty funny.
Huh? Well, it looked very funny, isn't it?
Very attractive.
Especially on some of the derrières I know. Oh, that's wonderful. I would like very much to see that. How long were you in Paris?
About a day and a half, Arthur. You see, we flew into Orly Field at...
This is an old Frenchman, isn't he?
We didn't stop for a moment. We flew in at 3:30, I think it was 3:30 Paris time, and we, it was Friday. We left Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Well, you did pretty good. You get
around.
Three cases of indigestion in that time.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to dine?
Well, the first evening, we hit a number of spots after the reception at the American Embassy. And, Ambassador and Mrs. Dillon give you their very best, by the way.
My compliments to the ambassador. Thank you very much, Mr. Marvin. This concludes the Kleenex Hour. Have a blow. This is CBS Radio Network.